we might release this as a separate episode.
Okay.
Or we might put this at the end of the episode so that if you don't want spoilers for Infinity War, you can go ahead and skip starting now.
Sounds good.
Make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. So in our Infinity War episode, I didn't exactly have the kindest words, but I feel like you kind of won me over. Even re-listening through it, I feel like you could hear my tone kind of change.
Oh, see, like, I listen, yeah, I got that, but I will say, like, whenever I listened to it for the edit, like, I actually felt like, yeah, you were forward in, like, saying I didn't like this and that, but, like, you didn't, I like when you dislike stuff because you're generally pretty fair in how you do it. Like, you come at it more of a, this wasn't for me type thing without having to say, like, therefore, it shouldn't be for anyone, which seems
right.
to be...
Other than Suicide Squad, which is for no one.
Yeah, exactly. And so, that like that hyper-criticism, either one way or the other, seems to be the general two gears that people have these days, and there's never an in-between. Like, I've just noticed that quite a bit with a lot of stuff.
Yes.
And it's either, this is the greatest thing that's ever, you know, came down from heaven to mankind, or this is trash, and if I don't like it, you shouldn't like it either.
Right.
And so, like, I appreciate, like, I don't think you were that harsh. Like, I think, like, it came across that it just wasn't your cup of tea particularly.
Well, that's good to hear, because that was kind of my goal.
Your criticism was the type where if I were listening to another movie podcast, I wouldn't be frustrated with it, if that makes sense.
Yes, because that is one of the most frustrating things to me. Like, listening to somebody talk about a movie that you like and then that they liked is really fun to listen to. And listening to somebody talk about a movie that you hate and that they hate
right.
is fun to listen to. But listening to somebody talk about a movie that you like and that they hated is a horrible, horrible experience.
Well, particularly if it's one you like, they hated, and they have really bad reasons for why they hated
well,
it.
Well, right, yes. But I would say that the inverse isn't really true. Listening to somebody talk about a movie that I hated, but they really liked, is something that I actually really enjoy listening to.
Right, right.
And so, yeah, I don't, at least for me, that's kind of the general tone. Like, if both of us hated something and we're just going to make fun of it,
mm-hmm.
I'd rather just not record something that's just making fun of it the whole time.
Yeah, I think I've used this example before, but it's kind of like the person that didn't realize they were seeing a musical is sitting in the middle of the movie and is like, you know, I just hated that movie because they kept singing.
Right, yeah, exactly. So all that to say, I did, kind of like we alluded to or talked about in the episode, I did go back and re-watch the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of, like, the conversation with you was sort of replicated across lots of different friends I have, where everybody, I have not met somebody else who didn't like it. Everybody really loved it, and everybody brought a different reason why they really liked the movie kind of to the table.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was going into this thinking, like, this is going to be a revelation. Like, I'm going to feel very differently because intellectually I like this movie a lot more now mm-hmm. than I did based on my initial viewing. And I just didn't feel any different at all.
And that's, yeah, I figured that's fine.
Yeah. And it's not, you know, like I said, I'm not saying it's a bad movie, but it did not have the effect that Star Wars The Last Jedi seemed to have with a lot of people, where they really didn't like it and then they went back and watched it and then they did really like it. It was just kind of like, whatever the reason for it not working for me just kind of persisted. But most of my, what I felt were objective reasons for not liking it, I do not really feel anymore. Like,
mm-hmm.
Gamora's death, it was pointed out to me that, you know, they did linger on her death and, like, kind of show that she was sort of bleeding and that she was really dead.
Gotcha.
And they did sort of lean into Loki truly did die, and they had, like, lots of little lines that I noticed where they kind of alluded to, like, hey guys, this really is happening.
Mm-hmm.
The thing I was saying in our episode, I wish they would have done, it looks like they actually did do, and I just didn't really pick up on it.
Yeah, okay.
And then we had mentioned that, what's the girl's name from the Thor movies?
From the Thor? Oh, Valkyrie.
Valkyrie, yeah. Yeah, so Thor actually, I'm pretty sure this is what he said. He was talking to the Guardians when he met them, and he specifically said, Thanos killed half of my people.
Oh, okay.
Which was weird, because I didn't, and maybe I misheard it, so, you know, anybody else wants to mention in the comments.
That would be in character for Thanos.
It would be in character for Thanos, and it would make sense, like, that would leave Valkyrie and hopefully is it Porg? What's the, not Porg.
Porg.
no, what's the rock guy's name?
I know what you're talking about.
Waika Takiki, or how do you say the guy's name? Anyway.
Taika Waititi.
Yes, that would leave those guys alive, so that would be, you know, good.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the other thing, you had mentioned in the episode that somebody had called...
I was going to ask you about that. Nebula.
Nebula had called somebody. So I thought you had said that they called somebody after the fight with Thanos.
No, before.
Yeah, it was whenever she first escaped.
Right.
She called the... What is her name? The girl from the Guardians that has the antennas.
Oh, Mantis?
Yes. She said, Mantis, come meet me, which is why the Guardians went there.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah. So that once I heard that, it all kind of clicked and made sense. So I just wanted to bring that up.
Okay. Well, okay. That makes sense then. Yeah. Because I didn't catch the name and I was wondering. That's interesting because, like, that would have been a... But yeah. How did the Guardians know to get there? So...
Right. So, yep. That all made sense. So
cool.
That's my follow up for that. Like I said, either this will be a separate episode, in which case goodbye, or this will be the end of this episode, in which case also goodbye. So I guess goodbye is the moral of the story.
Yeah.